order for Yellowstone compatibility, but it had been a fairly broad spectrum treatment, not guaranteed to be any use against anything specific. Now was my chance to test exactly how non-specific it had been. What we bought were hot, greasy pastries filled with some unidentifiable semi-cooked meat. It was heavily spiced, probably to disguise the meat's underlying rancidity. But I had eaten less appetizing rations on Sky's Edge and found it more or less palatable. Quiddenbach wolfed down his, then bought another, and finished that one off with equal recklessness.
"Hey, you!" said a voice. "Implants out?"
A kid tugged the hem of Quiddenbach's mendicant jacket, dragging him deeper into the bazaar. The kid's clothes would be graduating to raghood in a week or two, but were now lingering on the edge of dilapidation.
"Implants out!" the kid said again. "You new here. You no need implants, misters. Madame Dominica, she get them out good price, fast, not much blood or pain. You too, big guy."
The kid had hooked his fingers around my belt and was dragging me as well.
"It's, not necessary," Quiddenbach said pointlessly. "You new here. Got mendicant suits. Need implants out now before they go wacko. You know what that mean, misters? Big scream, head explode, brain everywhere, get real mess on clothes. You not want that, I think."
"No, thank you very much."
Another kid had appeared, tugging at Quiddenbach's other sleeve.
"Hey, mister, don't listen to Tom. Come and see Dr. Jackal. He only kill 1 in 20. Lowest mortality rate in Grand Central. Don't go wacko. See the Jackal."
"Yeah, and get free permanent brain damage," said Dominica's kid. "Don't listen. Everyone know Dominica best in Chasm City."
I said, "Why are you hesitating? Isn't this exactly what you were hoping to find?"
"Yes," Quiddenbach hissed, "but not like this, not in some filthy damned tent. I was anticipating a reasonably sterile and well-equipped clinic. In fact, I know there are better places we can use, Tanner. Just trust me on this."
I shrugged, allowing Tom to haul me along. "Maybe a tent is as good as it gets, Quiddenbach."
"No, it can't be. There must be..."
He looked at me helplessly, willing me to take control and drag him away. But I simply smiled and nodded towards the tent, a blue and white box with a slightly cambered roof, guy lines attached to iron pins driven into the floor. "In you go," I said, inviting Quiddenbach to step ahead of me. We were in an anteroom to the tent's main chamber, just us and the kid. Tom, I saw now, had a kind of elfin beauty, gender indeterminate beneath tattered clothes. The face was framed by curtains of lank black hair. The kid's name could have been Thomas or Thomasina, but I decided it was probably the former. Tom swayed in time to sitar music emanating from a little malachite box which rested on a table set with perfumed candles. "This isn't too bad," I said. "I mean, there's no actual blood anywhere, no actual brain tissue lying around."
"No," Quiddenbach said, suddenly making a decision. "Not here, not now. I'm leaving, Tanner. You can stay or follow me. It's entirely up to you."
I spoke to him as quietly as I could manage. "What Tom says is true. You need to have your implants out now if the mendicants didn't already do it for you." He reached up and rasped a hand across his scalp stubble. "Maybe they were just trying to scare up business with those stories." "Perhaps, but do you really want to take that risk? The hardware's just going to be sitting in your head like a time bomb. Might as well have it out. You can always have it put back in again, after all."
"By a woman in a tent who calls herself Madame Dominica?"